Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, if you have just joined us, there is lots to discuss in the world of business. And we're joined by Gugu to tell us exactly what is going on. Gugu?
Well, when you take a look at the business dynamics, is where there's been a lot of mergers and acquisitions on the cards in the business arena. Barloworld is a step closer to being bought out by a new consortium. Coupled with that, we're still waiting for some outcomes when it comes to MultiChoice being pursued by Canal Plus. And over the last few months, and since November of 2023, we first heard the announcement that JSE-listed gaming giant Sun International had positioned itself to actually purchase Peermont Group. Now, for some perspective, Sun International owns the likes of the Maslow Hotel, if you think about Times Square in both Pretoria and also Sun City. Peermont Group essentially has one of the 8 crown assets being Empress Palace, which is based out in Kempton Park. And the potential merger of these particular two giants would have then created a behemoth of the gaming and hotel space. Now, it does seem as though following some discussions with regulatory approvals, they have decided to since let this deal go, ultimately because it just doesn't also work in terms of garnering significant value for Sun International. This also comes on the back of the most recent financial results where Sun International had highlighted the fact that they are really seeing a significant level of growth, especially when it comes to its online gambling or casino services. So that's probably being earmarked right now as a significant driver of growth. So just when we thought we'd see another deal being concluded in South Africa, I guess some do happen, some take longer than others, and others just decide to call it quits before they even go ahead. So that's just one of the updates that we see on the gaming front. On ArcelorMittal, though, what's been intriguing is that we do see that they've constantly been in the headlines since we're around the survival of the operations, both in Newcastle and in the Vaal. And you might recall that earlier this year, even at some point last year, we spoke about the challenges that are faced by the steel manufacturing industry. And largely that relates to the fact that we just haven't invested enough in terms of providing the necessary support and capacity from an infrastructure point of view and in terms of electricity dynamics to support the initiatives. But coupled with that, there's cheaper Chinese imports that have been coming into the market. It does appear as though there's a brief lifeline that's been shared with ArcelorMittal. This is on the back of the fact that the International Trade Administration Commission of South Africa, ITAC, is now going to increase the tariffs on imports of corrosion-resistant steel coils coming into South Africa, largely dominated by the Chinese players. And this is likely going to add just a little bit more of a buffer to ensure that ArcelorMittal can continue with its operations locally in South Africa. Do bear in mind, they're still looking to secure at least 3 billion rand as a rescue package from their investors, but also have to find innovative ways of remaining competitive in what is now a globally challenging environment for steel producers.
Okay. And so what are the markets looking like?
The markets will open up from 96,609 points. Currency-wise, we continue to hold our own. And it has a lot more to do with the dynamics impacting the US dollar than it is us. So essentially, things are still favorable in our market, but a weaker dollar does work in our favor. 1760 is where we're trading to the greenback, 2399 to the British pound, and now 2074 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.